Right now, we are days away from what most people would call the most important day of the country, the day that Americans would choose who would be the new leader of the free world. For the last few months, we have been seeing Trump and Kamala fighting it out to see who becomes the next president. This election has been one full of drama, with things recently heating up. Things hit a whole new level of shocking when a recent Epstein audio was leaked of Jeffrey talking about how Donald Trump was his best friend for over 10 years. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about the leaked Epstein audio talking about Donald Trump. This video is going to be shorter than usual, as I am making this in between working on my other videos. I saw this and I wanted to give my thoughts on it, as I believe it's very important. Now, let's get right into it. The first thing I wanted to say is that I am not on either side here. I'm not on the blue side or the red side. I honestly don't care who wins in the slightest. I think both candidates are ridiculous and I believe they both serve the same agenda. I also believe that those who are truly running this country won't change no matter who wins. You can't vote for those who really run things behind the scenes. In my opinion, these elections cause great divide amongst the people, and I feel that this is the main reason they exist, to divide. Force you to pick a color, like if you're a part of a gang. There's people who are going to see me talking about this audio and think I support Kamala, and I don't. I don't support any of these two. I will not give any of these two my vote. One more time, I am not a Kamala or a Trump supporter. The only reason I wanted to cover this is to expose the truth. This leaked Epstein tape confirms what I have been saying about Trump before he was even running for president. So many people think Trump is some sort of hero, but they seem to have forgotten his entire past. In my opinion, Kamala isn't any better either. They are both puppets, a part of the same club at the end of the day. Now, this leaked audio is very interesting because so many people argue that Trump was never friends with Epstein, even though Trump was quoted saying out of his own mouth that he and Epstein were close friends for many years. Back in 2002, Trump told New York Magazine, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life." This quote, accompanied by photos of Trump and Epstein, or even the video of them partying together, paints a clear picture that Trump not only knew Epstein, but had some sort of friendship with him. He called him a terrific guy, and claimed that he had known him for over 15 years, even admitting that he knew Epstein was into them young. These are statements that came out of Trump's own mouth. Back in 2002, Epstein wasn't seen as a monster, so Trump had no need to hide his friendship with him. It wasn't until Epstein was denounced by the world that Trump began to speak down on him, claiming that he was never friends with him to begin with. The thing is, their friendship has been well documented, to the point that now a leaked audio of Jeffrey was released, speaking about his friendship with Donald Trump. Recently, just 2 days ago, The Guardian released this article called "Jeffrey Epstein, a Close Relationship with Trump in Newly Released Tapes." The article reads, "A New York author and journalist has released audio tapes that appears to detail how Donald Trump had a close social relationship with the late Jeffrey Epstein that he has long denied. The tapes released as a part of the Fire and Fury podcast series by Michael Wolff. The tapes include Epstein's thoughts about the inner workings of the former U.S. president's inner circle. Wolff says that the recordings were made during a 2017 discussion with Epstein about writing his biography. Now, these tapes were posted on YouTube, where I was able to listen to them. In the audio tapes, Epstein could be heard saying that he was Donald Trump's closest friend for 10 years, also stating that Trump was a horrible human being."
I think we have a snippet from one of the conversations that I recorded with Epstein, and I think this was in a restaurant in 2017.
"His people fight each other.
Right.
And then have outsiders. He sort of poisons the well outside. He will tell 10 people Bannon's a scumbag and Priest is not doing a good job and Kelly has a big mouth. What do you think? Jamie Dimon says you're a problem and I shouldn't keep you. And I spoke to Carl Icahn, and Carl thinks I need a new spokesperson. So Kelly, even though I hired Kellyanne's husband, Kellyanne is just too much of a wild card. And then he tells Bannon, you know, I really want to keep you, but Kellyanne hates you."
I have more than dozens. I probably have 100 hours of Epstein talking about the inner workings of the Trump White House and about his longstanding, deep relationship with Donald Trump.
So how do you know this?
Donald's closest friend.
So I need the dump. Just give me Donald.
As you probably know, he had a scalp reduction because he had the same male pattern model that we all have. He had his scalp removed from the system. Donald's office, as you know, he made that. He used to be on the phone with that fake PR person. I also found it funny. I was sitting there listening to the guys from the Post talk, and Donald would say, he's a great guy. I loved working with him. And I sit there going, this is just amazing. And he'd say, Michael, come on, let's go to the office. And he'd say, tell me, what's it like in there? He'd say, do you like having sex with your wife? How often do you have? He'd say, it's great. Seriously, Michael, how often do you have sex with you? Don't you want to come? You and I can go upstairs or tomorrow, come over. There's this girl's coming in from Los Angeles, part of the Hawaiian Tropic So come over to your car. You're going to have a great time. I promise you, Michael, it's just me and you. You're going to have a great time. Be up here at 3 o'clock. We can go upstairs. The whole time, Victoria's been on the phone listening. He set it up. Because he wants a story. So he has you on, because as an avoid conversation, you're not going to say yes, but he had a really well-known speech. How would you like to really want to talk to him? Come on, you must have had a better wife, right? I said, yes. Tell me about it. And the lights on. The speakerphone, listening to Donald, and said, I know you, look, I think you're really hot. And I know you think you're a guy. Michael is like the end of the world, the best guy on earth, he's really natural. You're wrong. Just listen to the next 20 minutes. And you're going to bring you in the office and set you up.
So, just tell me about his intelligence.
With respect to real estate deals, he's brilliant. He's a salesman. He knows real estate really well. Anything else but that, he knows nothing. No history, no strategy. And when I start to say about executive function, the executive function says, and it's strange because construction, by definition, is just that. First you have the foundation, you have the steels going up, what stage? But in terms of his anything but real estate, he can't figure out if I fire Bannon, what happens tomorrow.
So cause and effect, he has no relationship. And is it in analytic intelligence?
No.
Now what's this thing about that functionally he can't read, or he doesn't read, or...
He doesn't read. He certainly can't read a balance sheet. Which is funny. Has no idea. He doesn't read. He reads page 6. So he's not functionally illiterate. But his reading comprehension is anything complicated.
Now, what's other than he has he has a sense of humor. He can be funny.
He's great, but funny.
What else recommends him?
His ability to sell. is charming. He is able to convince people. It's very much like Clinton. Both Bill and Donald have the ability to go over to a fat, ugly woman, say, "You are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." So he tells everybody what they want to hear. And then it's charming. And I'm telling you that I know four or five people who have recently seen him.
I just realized as we're talking, where he wrote the UN Plaza Trump Tower, listening to that vision. I was going to take the top four. I went with Donald to see. And it was, again, you know, what you can pay me, that was it's a $13 million transaction. You can pay me 11, you record the 13, and you give 2 to the law. It's always. So the idea that he is that bad, dirty business, he's a construction person in New York City, an electrician in the concrete. I don't know what they're thinking. But he's a horrible human being. In Jeffrey's book, he does nasty things to his best friends, best friends' wives. Anyone who he first tries to gain your trust and then uses it to do bad things. That's how it goes.
As you heard for yourself, Epstein confirmed this friendship with Trump of many years. He went on to call Trump a horrible man, which coming from Epstein is insane. I don't think there's many people as evil as Epstein, and he thought Trump was horrible. He also claimed that Trump did horrible things to his best friends and their wives. Now, while this doesn't confirm that Trump was involved in any of the wrongdoings Epstein was accused of, it at least shows us that Trump is lying about his friendship with Epstein. They were clearly friends for a long time, and who knows why they stopped being friends. But while Epstein was running around doing all those evil things, he was friends with Trump, and Trump seems to know about what he was doing. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to influence who you choose, because I honestly don't care. I just want to point out that these people are all connected. They are all on the same side. You are being played if you think otherwise. In order for this system to work, you have to blindly participate in it. They have to convince you that you matter when at the end of the day, all of this is going to happen regardless. In my opinion, Trump and Kamala are both one and the same. I don't fall for their manipulation tactics. What this audio proves is that as much as Trump pretends to be the good guy, he's not. His past friendship with Epstein proves that. People think Trump is against the Illuminati. That's actually laughable. No one they put in front of us will ever be against the system. If you think that, you really don't know how this world works. For the others that are going to say that Trump is obviously the good guy because they're trying to take him out, honestly, if those who run this country wanted him out the way, it would have already been done. Everything we're being shown is all a part of the play. This was obviously released now because the big day is coming up. They want to influence who you choose because it's all a big game to them. Please remember that we're not blue or red. We are God's people, and that's what actually matters at the end of the day. Everything else is the trick of the devil to manipulate us to fight amongst each other. I want to know what you guys think below. Are you voting? And who are you voting for? And why? I'ma definitely be reading the comments to see what you guys have to say. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.